I'm Candace Clark, and this is No Empty Chairs, Episode 22, Trust in the Lord.
Did you know that you can have a great relationship with your adult children, even if you have faith differences? My name is Candace Clark. I'm a mom, a professional certified life coach with advanced certification in faith-based coaching, and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you're willing to make more room for difference in your family and your church, I can show you how. Let's go.
Welcome back to No Empty Chairs. I am delighted that you're here with me today. Lately, I've been talking about a newer resource available on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website called Helping Others with Questions. It's found on the Topics and Questions page of the church website. There's a section called Seeking Answers to Questions, and then right under that, there's a section called Helping Others with Questions. Today, we're taking a look at the section called Trust in the Lord. Let's dive right into the content from the church website. When friends and loved ones come to us with concerns about their faith, our first reaction may be anxiety or even panic. Their concerns might lead you to ask difficult questions. What will this mean for my family? Did I do something wrong? I'll interject here to note that this is a common experience for parents of kids who don't come to church. We know what it looks like to have family Sunday dinners scheduled around everyone's church meetings, where the conversation often revolves around experiences at church or serving in our callings or what ordinance is coming up next for someone in the family. When that shared context changes for one or more of our family members, we don't know what the impact will be on our family, now or eternally. It's easy to panic at the uncertainty, or because we're certain that something has gone terribly wrong. Many parents wonder what they did wrong to create the situation they now find in their family. Let's turn back to the church website now. When someone close to you questions their beliefs, this doesn't mean you have failed them. The reasons for their concerns are probably complicated. We should do what we can to help them, but we should also trust Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. They love those who have questions. Here are a few things you can do to maintain peace in your heart and mind as you support others. I'm interrupting my reading again to point out how important it is for us to focus on maintaining peace in our own hearts and minds. Our first job is always to take care of our own experience. It won't help to put our children's behavior in charge of whether we can access peace. Taking responsibility for our own emotional experience puts us in a better position to support others. The article goes on. Trust that God is aware. The Lord desires the growth and happiness of every human being. He encourages our sincere questions. He is aware of our struggles and weeps for our suffering. He will continue to extend love and assistance to people who struggle or step away from the church. When it comes to my children, I have taken God's desire for my growth and happiness to heart. If I really believe that God has the power to consecrate everything to my good and to my children's good, then I can safely ask myself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I become more like my infinitely loving heavenly parents? Back to the article. Invite the Lord into the process. Even the best resources and the most carefully thought out messages can be ineffective if the timing or tone is wrong. Pray that the Lord will help you minister. The Spirit can help you understand a person's specific needs and know when to sit with and listen rather than talk to or teach. It can also help you discern how and when to share your testimony or to invite them to take steps to draw closer to God. As I think about this paragraph and people in my own life, I think about how the missionary mindset in The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints can sometimes disrupt genuine loving connection. Testifying is so ingrained in our culture as a way to handle difference that we either do it too much or feel guilty that we don't do it enough. If you're ever unsure what to do, you might want to set aside the impulse to teach and spend more time listening to understand. Work to change your default setting from wanting to explain to wanting to understand. I'll quote Elder Russell Ballard from a speech he gave at BYU. Question: if I have family or friends who are less active, how far do I go in my attempts to bring them back? My answer is, please do not preach to them. Your family members or friends already know the church's teachings. They don't need another lecture. What they need, what we all need, is love and understanding, not judging. Share your positive experiences of living the gospel. The most powerful thing you can do is share your spiritual experiences with family and friends. Also, be genuinely interested in their lives, their successes, and their challenges. Always be warm, gentle, loving, and kind. That sums it up for me. Now, back to the article. It says, adopt a longer view. A person's faith and feelings about God often change over time, and all of us will still need to learn and grow long after we pass to the next life. You can find hope when you view your loved one's struggles with this broader perspective. Continue to patiently plant seeds, knowing that the timing of the harvest is in God's hands. Find hope in your knowledge of God's nature. Our perspective in this life is limited. We do know that God is wise, patient, and loving. He gave each of us our agency. He knew that we would all have challenges and trials. And he provided a Savior who has the power to draw us back to him. Boy, do I love that last line. Personally, I take comfort in my sense that there is a gravity to Jesus that is not unlike the gravity of the earth. His infinite love persists in calling us toward him. And I have come to realize that my own faith and feelings about God have changed and continue to change. Part of that is realizing that I am not better than my children because I go to church. There are Christ-like people everywhere, whether or not they believe in Jesus, and my children are among them. Learning to love them without the condition of shared belief has increased my capacity to love generally. Maybe one day I will be as kind and forgiving as they are. An article I read in the Ensign a while ago has just come to mind, and the title of it is, You Love, Jesus Saves. And I think that's a great motto to adopt. I love, Jesus saves. And in the meantime, remember, there are no empty chairs. Hey there! If you enjoy this podcast, or even if you just find that it piques your curiosity or makes you think, please follow it and share it with your friends. Your rating and review makes it easier for others to find it. If you're ready to make more room for difference in your relationships with your children, I can help. Click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free conversation with Candace, the coach for moms whose kids don't come to church, or go to my website, CandaceClarkCoaching.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Candace Clark Coaching. Thanks for listening.